Hachette Audio presents City of Sedition, the history of New York City during the Civil War. Written by John Strasbaugh, read by Mark Boyette. Part 1. Before. City of Confusion. Chapter 1. My God, we are ruined. The Civil War started in darkness. At 4:30 a.m. on Friday, April 12, 1861, batteries of the newly formed Confederate States of America commenced shelling the federal installation of Fort Sumter in Charleston Harbor. Telegraph news of the bombardment began reaching New York City's newspaper offices late Friday afternoon. That night, a little before midnight, Walt Whitman strolled out of the Academy of Music on 14th Street, where he'd enjoyed a performance of Don Zanetti's Linda de Chamigny. He was walking down Broadway, heading for Fulton Street, where he would catch a ferry home to Brooklyn, when I heard in the distance the loud cries of the newsboys, who came presently tearing and yelling up the street, rushing from side to side even more furiously than usual. They were hawking late editions. "War begun," the New York Tribune cried. "Fort Sumter attacked," the Sun chimed in. Nearby, a group of prominent businessmen were meeting. No one in the country feared a war between the states more than New York's business community. They did a tremendous amount of trade with the South. Since the previous December, when South Carolina was the first state to secede after Lincoln's election, they'd been studying with intense solicitude the means of preserving the peace. They'd held numerous meetings and rallies, petitioned their politicians, pleaded with their Southern partners. War, they knew, would not only mean the end of their highly profitable trade with the Southern states, it would leave the business leaders holding more than $150 million in Southern debt. That's the equivalent of about $4.5 billion in today's currency. A messenger burst into the meeting and breathlessly delivered the news from Fort Sumter. The persons whom he thus addressed remained a while in dead silence, looking into each other's pale faces. Then one of them, with uplifted hands, cried in a voice of anguish, "My God, we are ruined." That account was written by Morgan Dix, rector of the elite Trinity Church at the foot of Wall Street, and son of the powerful political figure
Sample complete. Ready to continue?